Meine Damen und Herren, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of, well, people whose former, their parents came from this place, and I think in this hall I ought to say former Kaisers of this place, who are all round the walls as we speak. In April 1920, an extraordinary institution was opened. It was called the Freies Jüdisches Lehrhaus. It was founded by an extraordinary philosopher called Franz Rosenzweig. It did education in a way that nowhere else did at the time. It developed in this country, in Berlin, in Stuttgart, in Munich, and in other cities throughout, until unfortunately it was extinguished for reasons that we all know. In more recent times, in different ways, it has blossomed throughout the world with other Jewish educational organizations. I want to speak a bit about that organization, and you will understand why that organization, founded in Frankfurt, is so important for what we have been doing here. It was called the Freies Jüdisches Lehrhaus. Why was it frei? Well, it wasn't free, because you didn't have to pay. You did have to pay, unfortunately. The people who have come here have been enormously benefited by the fact that Frankfurt has paid for us to come here. And I think I have to acknowledge to the city of Frankfurt, thank you so much for paying for us to come, in my case, just across the English Channel, but for other people across the Atlantic or from other places such as Israel, to this wonderful week that we have had. So it wasn't frei because of that. It was frei because of two other reasons. The first was that Jewish education, the people who were there, thought should be much broader than they had been taught. You could learn Talmud, you could learn Midrash, you could learn all sorts of things, but you could learn history in a way which hadn't been taught before. You could learn to think in a way which other people weren't telling you to think. It was frei in the way that the old German folk song talks about. Die Gedanken sind frei, wer kann sie erraten? Which means thoughts are free, and then something like you can't control them. So in that way, it was frei. But it was also frei in a different way. The people there who taught were also pupils. You taught a session, then you went to somebody else's session. And that process of being a teacher and being a pupil is one which is recognized in Hebrew with the phrase lilmod ulelamed, which doesn't translate particularly well into English, but is beautiful in German. Lernen und lehren, both words go together, to learn and to teach, works beautifully. And I think that what has been happening this week is that we, the people who have come to Frankfurt, have been pupils. But we've also been teachers. We've learnt about our own past, and many of us today have been talking about that to other people. But what's it got to do with the word frei? Well, it's got to do with the word frei because the people were volunteers. And those of you who know German will know that the word for a volunteer in German is freiwillig, free will, as it were. That they were doing this of their own voluntary nature. And we have been enormously benefited over this week by a number of people who have volunteered for this event, who have shown us round and to have taught us things about our families that we didn't know. I would like to think that they are also in a teacher-pupil relationship. They have taught to us, but I would like to think that they have also learned something. So my apologies if I have forgotten anybody, but thank you, please, to the incomparable Till Lieberskos, Elke Möbert, Georgette Brock, Ingrid Bruch, Edith Konrad, Waltraud Beck, Martina Faltina, Anja Lissmann, Angelika Rieber, Heidi Balzer, Gabi Thielmann, Gretel Gamscharik, Nadja Schäfer. Thank you, all of you, from everybody here. On Shabbat, I went to the Westend Synagogue, and I mentioned to the Chazan of the Egalitarian Minyan, some of you will know him, Daniel Kempin, that I was very interested in the Freies Jüdisches Lehrhaus and the life of Franz Rosenzweig. And he mentioned that there had been a group of people, and some of you here will know much more about this than I, who a few weeks ago went on a walk round Frankfurt and went to various places of interest for Jews. You will know about this, some of you. And he mentioned that Shacharit they did at the former house of Franz Rosenzweig. I needed to do a bit of digging because he couldn't quite get me the address, but a bit of digging made me realize that the place was Schumannstrasse Nummer 10, 10 Schumann Street. And I went there, and I looked to see whether there was anything there. And there was. There was a plaque on the wall. Perhaps it should be a bit more prominent, but that's my view. But what it... This is a bully pulpit. I can say what I like here, and people have to listen. But anyway, it described his life. And then it had three Hebrew words, which are on his grave as well. They are taken from Psalm 73. And they say, Ani tamid imach. I am always with you. And I would like to think that actually this process of this week will last with us always. It will last with us for always as we go back to where we have been living for so many years. And we will take it as something very, very powerful for us. So, in conclusion, what I would like to say is something that I said yesterday to our group and also on the very first day that we were here. I made clear that I've never been to Frankfurt before. My mother, who is here, my mother's family came from Frankfurt, and we didn't know enough about them, and we have learnt an awful lot this week. But my father's family was from the capital of this country. He came from there on the Kindertransport, and he, as a result of that, knew a lot about that place, and I feel, in terms of my own identity, that I'm much more linked with there. I feel that I can say what 54 years ago John F. Kennedy said when he visited with that wonderful Boston Brahmin German accent, Ich bin ein Berliner. But I think now there's something that I can add, having been here and having learnt a lot about this place. Those four immortal words can be changed for me to those four immortal words that sausages have said all over forever. You can all say it with me, because we can all now say it. Ich bin